The Jury Daily program, brought to you as always by those of us who support us directly at payjurydaily.com. Wednesday, September 5th, 2018. It's your boy, Justin Robert Young. Okay. I was attacked. I was absolutely attacked. I was sideswiped by somebody that I thought was a friend, somebody I thought was a coworker, somebody who I consider to be a very important person in my life. I was unfairly and maliciously targeted. And here's how it happened. All of a sudden yesterday in the middle of the day, my phone starts blowing up. All of a sudden I just get all these Twitter text these Twitter alerts that just says, ask Justin R. Young. Ask Justin R. Young. Ask Justin R. Young. Ask Justin R. Young. Oh, okay. Well, who's going to ask me about what? What's happening here? I'll tell you what's happening. Scott Johnson, podcast titan. He went to his Twitter yesterday and he quote tweeted something from @FatKidDeals. @FatKidDeals. Get this shower curtain with a tablet and phone holder for only $16. Scott quote tweeted it and said, where is the do not like button? Now, what longtime listeners to this show will know is that that's my shower curtain. We talked about this shower curtain previously on the show. I purchased it immediately upon seeing it. And now it sits in my bathroom. Folks, I use this shower curtain every single day. There's not a single day that goes by when I do not use that shower curtain. And here's what I don't get. Here's what I don't understand from the non-believers, from those for whom would criticize the people that are blazing a new trail for humanity. Who else is on the front lines? Who else is chopping down all these social mores, these outdated, outmoded ways of building society? Who else has the machete of change held aloft so they might clear the brush for the rest of the populace to follow? Huh? Who wants to be there? I do. I am there. I'm living that life. Now, you might initially look at that shower curtain and say, this is the fall of man. Because, again, if you look at this, picture of this lady, it's a naked lady who's being blocked by several different kinds of smart devices, including an iPad and three phones. So I can understand where you're like, okay, this is just greasy ass clickbait to further cement the addiction that we currently have to our technology, that we are so inseparable from our devices that we cannot even have a respite in the shower of all places. Well, I'm here to tell you there's a better way. I'm here to tell you that I am living my best life, and I ain't going back and forth with you, Johnson. This is a tremendous invention. And again, I do use it every day. Now, very rarely do I watch video in it, in my shower, although I have done that recently. I did have a situation where I wanted to watch a video, and I also wanted to take a shower, and guess what? What did I do? Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what I did. Swoop. Just went ahead and put my phone right into my shower curtain, and I was able to watch the video that was on there. Here's what I do use it for every day. I like to listen to podcasts. So, I have my podcast. It's playing. I just slip it right into the shower curtain. Now the podcast, the phone, is floating right next to my face. I can hear in brilliant audio the podcast. It's great. But here's what really gets my goat. Here's what really, really, really gets my goat with this. Everybody, number one, wants to think, oh, it's for jacking it. Now, finally, you can watch pornography in the shower and jack it. As if we needed more technology to make it easier to jack off in the shower. I mean, it's a shower. It pretty much gets you 90% of the way there. There's running water and a drain. Those are really the killer apps when it comes to jacking it in the shower. Here's the reality, folks. Why do we believe that we need to protect our shower curtains? Is really the sanctity of the shower curtain such that we need to shame those that dare to say it could be better? This is not a Bluetooth-enabled LED screen. This is not some kind of a bizarre $400 item. This is a $16 shower curtain. And by the by, might I add that almost every single one of you, if you were to look at your shower, in fact, when you go take a shower today, I want you to look at your shower curtain. I want you to look at your shower curtain, and I want you to hear my voice in your head when I say, you want to know what? Could probably use replacing. I'll bet you that thing doesn't look tip-top. I bet you if you were to get a brand new shower curtain today, that your bathroom would look better. And you would look at a brand new shower curtain and say, you want to know what? That was a good change. We could always flip our shower curtains more often. So, if that's the case, why not consider a $16 shower curtain that every once in a while, I know you all listen to podcasts because you're listening to this one. In fact, why don't you take the Jury Daily Shower Challenge and listen to this podcast in the shower? And also, by the way, when your shower's done, you don't need to move that phone. Go finish up with the rest of your bathroom routine. Leave the phone right there. It's going to be in an optimal position to be playing the noise that makes your life better. Folks, this is technophobia at its highest order. This is pushing against modernity. This is the dawning of a new era. An era for which we demand more of our shower curtains. An era for which we look for no element of our lives and say, can this be 1% better? As I replied to Scott Johnson, when it comes to the smart shower curtain revolution, ladies and gentlemen, there are dozens of us. Dozens! All right, let's go ahead and get into your emails. Mew wrote in. Oh, you can email us, jurydaily@gmail.com. Jurydaily@gmail.com is where you write in. Go ahead and leave a comment on our YouTube as well. Let's begin with Mew. Mew writes, my partner, and by extension, my group of friends say I look incredibly similar to British actor Matt Berry, the second boss on the IT Crowd. I don't mind this. He's a good-looking guy. Trouble is, I'm trying to look slightly more androgynous to embrace my non-binary identity, and this actor is rather flamboyant and dresses as such. so the comparisons are getting more and more common. So I guess my question to you, Mew, so are you staring into it or away from it? Because I don't think that there's a bad... I would say that there is a tremendous worth into steering into being a lookalike, specifically a handsome one. You're going to see a lot of different ways that you can make yourself look very attractive because you look close enough to this person and they have professional stylists that are on the constant outlook to make you look better. Jason writes, about a DM or a Twitter embarrassment that we talked about yesterday. Last year, my wife was quite proud of her workout progress and meant to send me a Twitter DM of her ass and a pair of very form-fitting panties. What she didn't realize is that she posted it to her main feed. I was in the other room, got the notification that she had tweeted, and quickly ran into the other room to let her know that it was publicly posted. She quickly deleted the tweet and shared the photo via Hangouts so I could appreciate it later. I haven't had any flubs like that, but I did send a sex tonight text intended for my wife to my mother-in-law. Her response was laughter and a text from her husband telling me to have a good evening. Thankfully, they're both pretty laid back. Not so good. I have one problem. And I think I don't know if I've ever gone the full Monty with it, but in a missed text thing, there was a girl I used to know, was a friend of mine's roommate, that, if I might speak out of turn, I think kind of had a little bit of a thing for the gerbs, if I might be so bold. Problem is, her name's Ashley. My wife, who I was dating at the time, was then and is named Ashley. So periodically, specifically when I'm drunk, I would text drunk, sometimes amorous things to my Ashley, only to have them end up on the other Ashley's phone. It was awkward. If I might say so. All right. I think that pretty much wraps it up for the show, right? That pretty much wraps it up. Nothing else that we should do? I mean, is there anything else? Can you guys remember anything else that that we need to do? Oh. What's that noise? Oh. Maybe it's time for a little high thoughts. Do plates think of a dishwasher like we think of a sauna? Did everyone spend time learning XXXTation's name to announce he was dead, only to never say it again? What if all Bigfoot sightings are actually ghosts of long extinct hominids?
Do birds have nipples? Hey, so how about that golf sport? Adblock is just pirating the entire internet. How come people on weed always talk about weed while they're smoking weed?
Ladies and gentlemen, you can always send in your high thoughts to jurydaily@gmail.com. Again, jurydaily@gmail.com. Put high thoughts, H-I, comma, thoughts in the subject line so I know how to sort them. Might have some merch on the way, too. Very exciting for all you high thoughts fans. That about wraps it up for this edition of the show. A reminder that our producers are the Gen, PD Rave, Non-Specific, Rock and Roll Martian, Joe Acosta, and Will. I think we have one more too, so I apologize if I missed your name. I think we had a new one come in. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat at Justin R. Young. Join the conversation at diamondclub.reddit.com. Join our Discord, bit.ly/jurydiscord. Until tomorrow, remember, please don't.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.